I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A hiring event at the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo saw nearly 70 potential candidates, which exceeded expectations. Still, the Pueblo Chieftain reports the hospital has 82 vacancies in what it calls direct care positions. The job fair comes after the paper reported on staffing shortages there, as well as restructuring, including the resignation of its superintendent. A federal judge has ruled that a fitness test given to Colorado Springs police officers discriminated against women. A U.S. district judge ruled in favor of 12 plaintiffs yesterday, saying the test provided meaningless results. The city says it is reviewing the ruling. Death rates associated with cancer are falling nationwide, but they remain higher in rural areas, Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the urban-rural disparity in cancer death rates is twofold. One, the rural population tends to be older and more likely to smoke, increasing the risk of developing cancer. And two, many rural areas lack the hospitals, insurance networks, and oncology clinics needed to prevent and treat cancers. Lisa Richardson is with the CDC.
Where you live really does determine what you have available to you and, you know, how well your outcomes are once you get cancer.
The types of cancer prevalent in rural patients tend to be the most preventable with early screening, but Richardson says that's not always accessible. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
And I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.